Quick and sad video, guys. I had just recently found out that a old high school friend of mine by the name of Whitney Hance had just recently passed away after a 5-year bout with cancer. She passed away March 8th, 2024. And it brought on not just sadness because she's gone now and she was such a kind and caring person, but also a sense of guilt because she was one of those people that were so wonderful to be around that you could never find somebody who ever found anything negative or bad to say about her, that it made me feel guilty for not keeping in touch with her more after high school. In fact, the last time that I had gotten to even see her was probably about 5 or 6 years ago at a dance ballet studio. She had one of her daughters there, and I had one of my daughters there. And even then, it was just a hi, how you been type of deal, and that was it. I want to urge everybody that if you meet people like that in your life that are that genuine, keep the good ones around. Keep contact with the people that are that bright of a light in your life, because you never know when you need those kind of people. Right now, she needs those kind of people for her family. She has 3 kids that she leaves behind, as well as family. And as you could imagine, when it comes to battling cancer, there's a lot of medical bills that come into play, as well as funeral memorial services now. So if there's any way that anyone could pitch in to help, I'm going to leave a link in the description below for the GoFundMe for Whitney Hance. And for all people that are affected by her loss, just know that there are tons of people that hurt with you, that feel your pain. Everybody is going to grieve a little bit differently, so make sure that you lean on the friends and family. And as always, subscribe, share, and show that you care.